الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا نعس أحدكم يوم الجمعة فليتحول من محله كذلك أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, we had been discussing Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, and the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah. Quite a bit of detail was mentioned regarding the blessedness and the sacredness of the day. Secondly, the importance of the Jummah Salat. Thirdly, we had mentioned the importance of the khutbah and our behavior while the khutbah is on. And we were busy with that riwayat wherein six a'mal were mentioned. And for each, the virtues of those six actions was this, that for every step a person takes, he gets the reward of 1 year of ibadat, 1 year of fasting, and 1 year of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he carries out the six actions. Very, very simple actions. We had mentioned some of them 2 weeks ago. And we'll continue with that hadith. Before we continue, we'll recap. The first action that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the six actions is such that plenty of us, or most of us, carry out this action. That is to have a bath. Man ghassala wa ghtasala, who has a bath and cleanse himself completely and thoroughly. This was the first action. The second action that we had mentioned was this, that he comes to the masjid early. Comes to the masjid early, and we mentioned by early it's meant it before the second azan, though it's much more preferable to come before the first azan, and even more preferable to come even more before that. Even more earlier than the first azan to come to the masjid on a Friday is more virtuous. And we mentioned the virtue just now. Third, this was the second action, to come early. The third action was man masha ila al-masjid wa lam yarkab. Person comes walking to the masjid and it does not come with a conveyance. We had mentioned that some people overseas, when heard this, they heard this riwayat. There was a person over 60 years old, used to walk 6 miles to the masjid. That country, there was no kilometer, there were miles. When he heard the virtue, for every step, you get the reward of 1 year of ibadat, he used to walk for 6 miles to come to the masjid. Let Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq to understand these riwayats and to aspire to get the virtue of these riwayats. As I mentioned here, in 4 authentic kitabs of hadith. They are mentioned in Tirmizi, Nasai, Abu Dawud, and Ibn Majah, 4 authentic kitabs of hadith. And it's mentioned, Mullah Ali Qadi, rahmatullah, mentions that as far as virtues are concerned, in the entire collection of ahadith, there is no hadith that has this amount of virtue. That for every single step, you get the reward of 1 year's ibadat. Now imagine if you walk 100 steps to the masjid, 100 years of ibadat. 200 steps to the masjid, 200 years of ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us the true realization and appreciation of these ahadiths that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us about. That was the third point, that we come walking to the masjid. And as I mentioned, if you cannot come from our homes, then at least we park our cars a few meters away and take additional steps to the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The fourth action was dana ila al-imam. Dana min al-imam is to sit close to the imam. This is the fourth virtue, or the fourth action that is mentioned, that a person comes, he sits close to the imam. Now, when you sit, meaning close to the imam, will mean obviously the first saf. The first saf is the closest to the imam. First saf is the closest to the imam. When you come to the masjid, we sit close to the imam. This is the words of who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man dana ila al-imam. That is why we should make it a habit that whenever we come to the masajid, we should come and sit in the first saf because of the additional virtue of the first saf. And especially on a Jummah, we should try and come and sit more closer to the imam. So I request those people that are further away to get up and come close to the imam, make amal on this riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come closer to the imam. Those that are even 2 steps away, if you get a gap in front of you, come closer to the imam and make this a habit, especially every day and especially on a Friday, to come as close as possible to the imam. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the fourth action. Yes, there may be some people that are excused, we have a back problem, etc., sitting against the wall, etc. But otherwise, we should make this a habit. And I had mentioned that once, Mawlana Abrar Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had come to the masjid. Some people accompanied him, and they had began to sit at the back. And he told them, this is a great injustice that you are doing to yourself. There is extra reward in the first serve, and you are sitting at the back. There's extra reward in the first surf, and you are doing injustice to yourself by sitting at the back. What is the reward? What is the extra reward of the first surf? It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, words to this effect that if you knew the value of adhan, and if you knew the value of the first surf, and you would not get placed to come to the first surf, you would throw lots to come into the first surf. Otherwise, for example, the first surf maybe can facilitate only a 50-50 people, and there are 100 people now that are standing there want to come into the first surf. How would each one get a place in the first surf? All of them will not be able to come. All of them want to come. Rasulullah ﷺ said, if you knew the true value, then you will have to throw lots by lots. Whoever's lot comes out, whoever's turn comes out, he will come and stand first. If you knew the value of the first surf, that means if you knew the value of the first surf, there will be many that will want to come into the first surf. And if there are more than what the first surf can suffice, then you will begin to throw lots and say, no, it's unfair that you go into the first surf. But unless we find, sometimes because of negligence, sometimes we don't have the knowledge of the value of the first surf. The first surf is empty, and we are sitting behind the first surf, in the second surf, or the third surf, or the fourth surf. So here we find, Rasulullah ﷺ says, if you knew the true value of the first surf and the azan, then you will throw lots in order to get a chance to come into the first surf and a chance to get the azan. So we should also try and aspire to give the azan. Here Rasulullah ﷺ says, if you knew the value, you will throw lots to go and give the azan. Yet, Allah Pak, forgive us, sometimes we feel that it's below our dignity to go and give the azan. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, who can be better than that one that calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha mentions, this is for the muazzineen. Who can be better than the muazzin? Because he calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among the virtues of calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those people that respond and come for namaz, in some riwayat is mentioned, the muazzin gets the sawab. Because he has called them. He has called them to come, and they responded to his call, so he gets the sawab. This is a separate, inshallah, one day we'll talk about the virtues of the muazzin and the virtues of azan and the virtues and etiquette of respecting the azan, and we'll listen to the azan. This is some completely separate topic that is needed, required today, because sometimes we're sitting in the masjid in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are not listening to the azan. We are not responding to the azan. We are not showing respect to the azan. We are not reading the dua after azan. And these are great treasures for us, lying there and listening to the azan, replying to the azan, reading the dua after azan. They are great treasures from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to those people. So we mentioned the fourth virtue was to come as close as possible to the imam. One riwayat Rasulullah ﷺ tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, they send special mercies and make dua for those people that are in the first surf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, inna Allah wa malaikata yusalluna ala safil awwal, or kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his special mercies and the angels make special dua for those people that are sitting in the first surf. That is why you find in some masajid when you go, very difficult to find place in the first surf. Alhamdulillah, people are so punctual and so particular about getting the first surf that they want to come as close as possible to the imam and come and stand in the first surf. And as I mentioned previously, the most virtuous place is behind the imam, where normally our muazzin stand, but as I mentioned, there's no reservation in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if any one of you comes and stand there, if he comes early, then he has the right to stand there. This is the most virtuous place to stand behind the imam in the first surf. And thereafter, from the right-hand side, you fill up the surf, and thereafter, from the left-hand side. So we should make this a habit. One of our learned friends mentions some particular towns in the Transvaal, etc., that alhamdulillah, in that town, people are very particular. Whenever you come to the masjid, you will find the people will fill up the masjid according to the surfs. The first surf first, then the second surf, then the third surf, and then the fourth surf. And we all know this. We all know this when it comes to our convenience. When it comes to reward, we are lacking. When it comes to our convenience, as I mentioned on a Friday, we must park our car a little bit further away. We can take additional steps and have more steps to come into the house of Allah. Otherwise, park your car a little further and park yourselves in the first surf. But if you look around, we'll find the opposite. We will look for the closest parking when you come so that we can get the least amount of steps to the house of Allah. And when you come to the house of Allah, we'll sit further away from the first surf. So we should reverse this. We are all in the process of learning. All of us are learning. Sometimes we are unconsciously doing it. Sometimes we do not know. We should not take offense, but we should improve ourselves every day. Try and park the car as further as possible. Try and take more steps and have that in our minds that each step, inshallah, will bring me this great reward. And some sit and come and sit close as possible to the imam on the day of Jumu'ah. Abu Akabir had mentioned this, and it's mentioned in some riwayats also. In fact, this morning I came across one riwayat, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. In fact, in some riwayats is mentioned that a person, this is definitely that Allah Ta'ala give us the privilege of witnessing His Mubarak countenance, inshallah, in Jannah. We will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, and this will be the greatest ni'mat of Jannah. Compared to all the other ni'mats of eating and drinking and indulging in the ni'mats of Jannah, the greatest ni'mat will be the vision and the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spectacle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and witnessing the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentioned that the Jannati will forget all the ni'mats of paradise, all the hurus and all the drinking and eating and all everything else there, all the types of conveyances and sceneries, etc., will forget when he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned that those people, this will be done on every Friday. There are details every Friday, for some people even more, some people even less. But on Fridays, the people will witness the countenance, Mubarak countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise. And it is mentioned that those people that are closest to the Imam, and those people that come earliest as possible, those people that come earliest possible, earliest to the masjid, they will come earlier to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people that sit close to the Imam, they will be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? Those people that come closest to the Imam, they will be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing the Mubarak countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people that come earliest, they will be the earliest, the most earliest ones and the foremost ones to come and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Nas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had come into the masjid. Al-Qama mentions his student that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I accompanied him in coming to the house of Allah. And when we came into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were already three people in the masjid. When he had come, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes into the masjid, he found three people that had preceded him and came to the masjid earlier than him. And he mentioned that Rabi'u arba'atin laysa bi ba'id. He says, I'm the fourth person. And the fourth person is not very far. Fourth person is not very far. And then he mentioned the hadith, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إن الناس يجلسون يوم القيامة من الله على قدر رواحهم إلى الجمعة الأول ثم الثاني ثم الثالث ثم الرابع. I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that on the day of judgment, the people that will be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يجلسون من الله على قدر رواحهم إلى الجمعة. It will be in accordance to their coming for the Jum'ah Salah. Those people that came first, they will be the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-awwal, thumma thani, thumma thalith, thumma rabi. Person that came first, he will be the closest, then the second person, then the third person, then the fourth person. So this is not an ordinary thing to come on the day of Jumu'ah early for salah or to sit close to the Imam. These are the great virtues that Allah ta'ala make us from amongst them, that we are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we witnessing the Mubarak countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are there in the first serve, closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are there early, given the privilege of sitting early to witness the Mubarak countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirat. The greatest ni'mat is the witnessing the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some mashayikh had mentioned so very beautifully, saying that in this dunya we are sent, we are given this set of eyes. And we are given a set of eyes is to safeguard these eyes from all evil, from all shameless things and all obscenity, and to make them worthy of witnessing the Mubarak countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is mentioned that some ulama or some mufassirin had mentioned the Holy Quran in Surah Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us, the men and the women, to shut up your eyesight or lower your gazes. And the next ruku Allah ta'ala mentions, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah ta'ala is the light of the earth and the skies. Some ulama mentioned you will see that light if you safeguard your eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the fourth amal is to come close to the Imam, as close as possible to the Imam. And the fifth amal is that they listen to the khutbah. That we listen to the khutbah. And as I mentioned details last week, the khutbah is not an ordinary lecture. That the person says, I don't understand the lecture, it is an ibadat. That is why it's referred to as dhikrullah. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only be given in the Arabic language. It has its details and has its conditions. It must be given before the Jummah Salat. It must be given after the Zawal time. All these are conditions. And as I mentioned, absolutely not permissible to speak at a time of khutbah. Absolutely not permissible. That is why when we find sometimes people sitting, the Imam has the right to even stop that person. People feel very offended. Sometimes they sit right in front of the Imam. And the Imam tells them, stop speaking while the khutbah is on. Everybody gets startled. should get started not on the imam and the person that's disturbing the khutbah and not behaving in a proper manner. The imam has the right. But if you do that here, we may declare war because of our ignorance of the importance of the khutbah. And I mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبَكَ أَنْسِدْ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ. If your companion is speaking also, we all know the order of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, but if your companion is speaking also and you tell him keep quiet, then you have indulged in a useless action. And some riwayats, فَلَا جُمُعَةَ لَهُ. That person who's stopping the person from speaking, there's no Jum'ah for that person. 30 years ago or 35 years ago, it could not be even imagined that while the khutbah is on, people are speaking. But today, unfortunately, we have degenerated to such an extent. People are speaking, adults are speaking while the khutbah is on. Person is playing with his cell phone while the khutbah is on. Many of the fuqaha mentioned, this is in place of the other two rakats. Normally we read four rakats on an ordinary day of Zuhr. On Jummah, you read two rakats of Jummah, and the two rakats are substituted by the khutbah. So there should be absolute silence. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there the fifth action is to listen to the khutbah. Listen to the khutbah, and together with that, obviously when you're listening to the khutbah, I mentioned there are two words, an istama'a wa ansata'a. Wa ansata, istama'a means to listen attentively, and ansata means to remain absolutely quiet. That is not enough. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us the sixth action for that person, for every step he takes, he gets 1 year of sawab, 1 year ibadat of sawab, 1 year of fasting, and 1 year of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer. What is the sixth action? Walam yalhu. He does not indulge in those things that are useless, those things that are meaningless, those things distract him. For example, playing with a beard, looking around, playing with the clothing, etc., having something in your hand and playing while the khutbah is listening. Why are you still listening to the khutbah? But you're distracting yourself by playing with something. That is, by the time of khutbah, it's not even permissible to recite the Quran, not even permissible to make any zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even permissible to talk about deeny things while the khutbah is carrying on. You remain absolutely quiet. Not even recitation of the Holy Quran is permissible when the khutbah is recited. So at that time, a person should not indulge in those things that are useless. Sometimes a person is listening, but he's playing around his beard. He's looking around, up, down, all different directions. No, as I mentioned, the etiquette is look toward the imam that is delivering the khutbah. If a person listens in this manner, as I mentioned in some riwayats, it mentioned a person just takes a bath and listens attentively to the khutbah that we had mentioned previously, that 10 days of his sins are forgiven, 7 from previous Jummah to this Jummah, and 3 other days, just for listening to the khutbah. So we find this ansata wa stama'a is mentioned over and over in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to draw our attention towards the importance of the Jummah khutbah. So here for 6 actions, very, very simple actions, as I mentioned, each step brings a person, gives him 1 year of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take a bath, which every one of us do. Secondly, to come. There are other details also regarding in other riwayats when a person takes a bath on the day of Jummah, should try and put hair oil, etc., should try and use itar, etc., because he's coming now to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and should come early to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should try and come walking, and fourthly, should try and sit close to the imam. Let us make this a habit. When it comes to the masjid in the house of Allah, we come to the first surf. Great people like Haji Farooq rahmatullah used to mention that even if the masjid is empty, the first serf has an excellent position, exalted over all the other serfs. That even if the masjid is empty, the person should come and sit in the first serf of the masjid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it added virtue. And when we will come forward, Allah ta'ala will put us forward. And the fourth action is listening to the imam, listening to the khutbah. And the sixth action is not to indulge in anything that is useless, that is fruitless, that is meaningless, that is idling, looking around or distracting ourselves in any way. The person who carries out these 6 actions, inshallah, for every step that he takes for the Salatul Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward of 1 year of ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize the great value of the day of Jumu'ah. And here is related only to the Jumu'ah Salat and the khutbah. Just the Jumu'ah Salat and the khutbah to show to us the significance of this. As I mentioned, just the Quranic surah that is revealed regarding Jumu'ah was sufficient enough to show us the importance of the Salatul Jumu'ah. And we had mentioned the severe warnings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those people that neglect the Jumu'ah. We had mentioned to you details about that Allah Ta'ala put a seal on their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a seal on their heart, and they are written in the books, in the book, in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, as hypocrites. And people that committed hypocrisy. And one riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I feel like going to burn up the houses of those people that leave out the Jumu'ah intentionally. Some riwayats understand a person must give a dirham a sadaqah when a person leaves out the Jummah Salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to carry out these actions, and Allah ta'ala make it such that we realize the importance of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, realize the importance and go and hasten with each other to get this great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. And Allah ta'ala make us from those fortunate ones that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to the day of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and witnessing the Mubarak countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make us from those people that are in the first surf, those people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other virtues of Jumu'ah, inshallah, will continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.